Hello, WMEC present Boris Quick Learn Russian Guide. Very quick, you learn Russian, no time. So good.
Side 1.
All right, welcome to Sonic Bloom. I'm Sydney.
And I'm Chloe.
And you're listening to WMUC Digital College Park.
Neuropsychiatric disorders are one of the leading causes of disability in young people around the world, and TERPs are no exception. 1 out of 3 TERPs will feel depressed at one point during the semester. You are not alone if you are feeling down. Here at Maryland, you can talk it out with fellow students who are going through the same problems in group therapy sessions, or even have a one-on-one therapy session with one of our many experienced therapists. The campus mental health center is open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you or someone you know needs help, come visit the health center and be a healthier TERP.
All right, so that was our PSA. If you're new here, we are Sonic Bloom. I'm Sydney again.
And I am Chloe.
We are a show that kind of is meant to bring visibility to female and queer-fronted alternative bands, just because there is such a low percentage of like bands with women in them, period. Like, I think it's like 11 alternative bands, I should say. About 11% is the statistic in America alone. So that's actually quite insane. So that's our little introduction for anyone new. Recently, I had the opportunity to interview a band called Twen, which was very exciting. Do you like Twen, Chloe?
Yes, I am a fan. I didn't know many songs before you were able to talk with them, but since then I've been listening, and they have some really good music, and I like their sound a lot.
Yeah, so just a little bit about them. Twen is a band formed by Jane Fitzsimmons and Ian Jones in Nashville, Boston. Nashville, Boston? I think
what?
One of them is from Nashville and one of them is from Boston, is what I meant to say there. I digress. They kind of just play like a pretty chill folk music, I guess you would say. And with that, actually, Jane, I learned, had her own radio show, which is really cool. And she actually played shoegaze on her show. It was called Folk You, which is so cool. And yeah, so that's just something that we can relate to. But moving on, for our listeners, I think it's really important that we get to, you know, inspire and just kind of give you guys the opportunity to learn that, like, there are women out there that have been very successful. And, you know, with that, when I talked to Jane, I asked her, so what was your first experience with music? She said she was a late bloomer, started when she was 19, singing in her dorm room in college. And she just fell in love with it, which is just so cool because, guys, we're all in college. It's never too late. But the next thing that I asked her was, how did you start your band with Ian, which is her co-bandmate? I don't know. And they said, she said that they were both in a band together, and then she kicked him out, and then she left the band, and they started making music together. All these things are so unexpected to me. I think it's so cool to, like, hear, like, how this stuff forms. I think it's really important for our listeners to be inspired by that.
Yeah, especially since I think there are a lot of people at the school, and hopefully some of our listeners, who are young female artists and who want to know what it's like to get into the game. And I think that's what we're all about here. And
I think that was a really good answer by Jane, because if you are, you know, just singing in the shower and, like, loving it but never wanting to get out there because you feel like you're too old or it's too late or, you know, there's not many women in the scene and et cetera, like, I think that's a really good example of, like, just putting yourself out there doesn't necessarily mean failure right off the bat. And then the last question I asked her was, what song means the most to you? And she said she loved all her babies equally, but her song Ha Ha Home meant the most to her. She said that the vibes of the song encapsulates what she wants in her music the best. And also, with Valentine's Day coming up, she said, she didn't say this, but I did my research, and her song Ha Ha Home is about the intimacy of sharing her van space with her husband and bandmate Ian, which is just so sweet. So we are going to play one of their songs for you. It's called Baptism. The reason that that's kind of a good song is because it's about cleansing yourself of your traumas and your mental turmoil to allow yourself to be available for human connection, to be emotional available.
And the real reason why it's a perfect song to play is because Sydney really, really likes it, and she
wants
to play
it. And you know what? What's wrong with that? It's my show.
Wait, for context, I don't know if we said this, but the theme of our episode is love and romance for the sake of Valentine's Day. And there is something, Baptism, the song, is about like opening yourself up for those connections. Opening ourselves up for the future love songs that we will play.
Exactly. It's a bit of a stretch, but we put it in there. All right, so we're going to shut up now and let you listen to some music. Okay, so that was our little Valentine's detour. That was Twin, everybody. Jane was amazing. It's just such a good band. So starting us off today with our Valentine's, we have Kinky Love by Pale Saints and If Someone's Gonna Love You by Operelli. I think it's really important to put Kinky Love in there because it's like a shoegaze staple, but also I think it's really important that like sexual love is still love. It's just like kind of taboo, but it's Valentine's Day, so I mean,
yeah, I think that Valentine's Day is the time for kinky love, you know?
It's the time. And If Someone's Gonna Love You by Operelli is such a beautiful song. The whole point of the song really is, if someone's gonna love you, then I'm gonna do it best. Let it be me. Don't let anyone else love you because it's not gonna be as good as my love for you. I think that's such a sweet song. I actually, like, I don't know, I, like, feel connected to that song because I love Operelli. And I low-key put in a CD for my boyfriend. We're going to move past that comment. But yeah. It's just such a beautiful song.
And
so
this episode's full of a lot of, I think, like, slower, more romantic sounds than what we usually have. Because I think that there is something about alternative music that is a little depressing and is a little more edgy. And there, love doesn't have to be edgy.
I think Kinky Love is kind of a fun way to start it. Yeah. So this is Kinky Love by Pale Saints and If Someone's Gonna Love You by Operelli.
Kinky love, kinky love. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
That was Kinky Love by the Pale Saints and If Someone's Gonna Love You by Operelli.
Okay, next up we have Without You by Winter, and this is also a nice, sweet, soft one. And are we gonna move on with our next ones, or are we just gonna keep it with Winter, you think?
I think we'll keep it with Winter. So we have Without You by Winter, which is such a beautiful song. It's just about that feeling of, you know, taking the presence of your lover or your partner or anyone that you love, really, for granted. And then just going anywhere and thinking of them. And it's just so sweet. I love this song so much. And actually, the singer of Winter, let me double check her name because I don't want to just say a wrong name here. Winter singer. That's the noise of me looking it up. Winter band singer? Hold on, guys. So I got Elsa just then. Samira Winter. She's Portuguese, so she actually speaks
There's Portuguese in the song.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I was just double checking that that's what it was and not anything else. Okay, yeah. So she actually speaks Portuguese in the song, which I love because it feels so personal for her. And I really feel like she's being very vulnerable with the listeners, which I think not a lot of artists really tend to do anymore. I think we're kind of living in an age where, you know, like AI writes the songs or your producer writes the songs or you write the songs, but it's for a more generalized audience. And I think it's really cool that Samira kind of just puts her heart and soul into her songs, including her native language. I think it's cool that she's able to do that. Or not that she's able to do that, but that she did that, because I think weirdly that's a rare thing these days. So this is Without You by Winter.
Okay, that was Without You by Winter. Now, next up, our next two songs are a little personal for us.
Yeah, we're getting a little vulnerable right now, yeah. But we thought it's, you know, Valentine's Day. We might as well. This is the time to do it. So our next two songs, we are certified lovers, the two of us.
Not with each other.
Not with each other.
No, we're not certified.
As you guys know. I'm sorry. Actually, I shouldn't say that. We are not together, but we have separate partners.
Lover.
Thank you. So our next two songs are actually for them, but not the two of us together.
No, because we are not certified.
All right, so we're going to segue from this awkward beginning here. All right, Chloe, so let's talk about your song.
Yes, okay. So I will be playing Ready You Love by Tanuki Chen for my boyfriend Mason. And this song is about what it's like to go through a lot of pain and a lot of bad times in life, but having the love of someone who understands you makes that a lot lighter and a lot easier. And I think that is relatable for any audience, and it's relatable for me. So that is what I have chosen. Yeah, I really like the song, and I love Tanuki Chen.
Aw. Well, I think that any of our songs, guys, feel free to plagiarize the feelings. You know, if you want to show your boyfriend...
Plagiarize the feelings.
If you want to show your boyfriend Radio Love, go for it. My song is for my boyfriend, Koa. Hello, Koa. It's Number One Fan by Rocket. I love Rocket. And the song is about, like, the deep love and admiration that you have for somebody. And when it stretches out to wanting to show them unconditional support for them and just feeling like... That is a way to, you just want to like, wait, what's the word? Like maintain that deep connection that means a lot to you through support. So I just think you're so cool. So yeah, this is Radio Love by Tanuki Chen and Number One Fan by Rocket. Hope you guys enjoy. Okay, so that was our... Oh, wait, can you guys hear me? Okay, that was our very vulnerable little moment for you guys. Little radio on viewer one-on-one. Or listener. If you were viewing us, that's a little weird.
Yeah.
So next up, we have Fade Into You by Mazzy Star, which is just the ultimate alternative love song. It really encapsulates that feeling that I feel like we've all had with love.
When you fade into someone.
Yeah, when you want to fade into someone, really. when you want to... be as close to them as humanly possible, like her lyric,
I
want to shake the hand inside you.
I think possible, you know?
Yeah, I actually agree with that. Physically possible would be weird.
I don't think you can shake the hand inside someone.
That would be crazy. Could you imagine if we had little hands inside of us?
Where would they be?
Well, I imagine it's, like, by our stomachs.
Okay.
Imagine that's, like...
I think that's very revealing, where you think your tiny hand would be.
Yeah.
It's like, I think that's very psychologically interesting.
Guys, go on our Instagram and DM us where you think your little hands would be. Yeah. And we will submit the best one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To where? New York Times.
So, congratulations. So Fade Into You by Mazzy Star. And then, did we want to do Pangea Girls, or did we want to do Slow Mo?
I think we should do Pangea Girls.
All right, then we'll do Pangea Girls Magic Feeling by Candy Claws, which you just can't really tell in the lyrics, but I mean...
you can't really hear the lyrics.
Because you can't hear the lyrics, but it's just such a sweet, simple love song about wanting to be with somebody and loving that connection that you have someone. Just like the most arbitrary love song that you can find.
And the lyrics are quite cryptic and strange, and I love that.
Yeah, that's why we love Candy Claws, and you will too. Fade Into You by Mazzy Star and Pangea Girls by Candy Claws, and this is Sonic Bloom.
Stranger light comes on slowly. You put your hands into your hands. And then the smiles cover your heart. Fade out you. Strange.
Okay, so that was Fade Into You by... Oh, wait. Is that correct? Yeah.
No.
Fade. Wait.
Yeah.
Fade Into You by Mazzy Star. And Pangea Girls, Magic Feeling by Candy Claws. Which, I love the, like, difference between the two. I think it's just so, like, cool to hear. Same template, different result. So, alternative love song, and that's what you get. Anyway, so we have a special guest today. We have my twin sister, Julian Lynn Fuhr, here to play a song for her lovely boyfriend. This song, actually, I mean, I'm going to let her talk about it, obviously, but it came out about 11 hours ago by a fan favorite over here at Sonic Bloom, Lower Town. I love them. But yeah, here's Julian here to talk about this song.
Hi, I'm Julian. As she said, the twin sister, the cooler twin sister, as one, or I think many believe, but that's up to you to decide. Yeah, I'm here to play a song for my super cool boyfriend, Max. I know he's listening. Hopefully he is. Anyways, yeah, we're going to play a song, I Like You a Lot by Lower Town, because get this, Max, I like you a lot. So on to Sydney.
Thank you, Julian. We do have another co-star here, Chloe, by the way. But I do want to say I'm very excited to hear the song. I have not heard it yet. I love Lower Town, so.
I haven't heard it yet either.
It's actually really good. I'm about to put you on.
Debut. Yeah.
All right, perfect. All right, so this is I Like You a Lot by Lower Town.
You know, wish I could play it cool and
All right, I don't think that they know how to explain, I think is what I took away from that one. I actually love that. My first impression of that as a big Lower Town fan is, oh my God, that was good.
Yeah, and we were the whole time talking about how cool Olivia O is, the female singer, because she's friends with all of like our favorite artists as well.
Like this is a good time to get to know us, new listeners, is we love Computer Wife. We love Julie. Obviously, we love Lower Town, as we've said. We love all of those, like, DIY, even Winter. I think she's friends with Winter. She's friends with all of these, like, singers that I just mentioned.
The coolest friend group of all time.
What do they talk about? Just being so freaking cool?
I think they just, like, kind of sit in a room together, and then the collective forces of their energies just, like, create something new. And
I love all of them so much that if they were ever sick with the flu or something, and they had to, like, blow their nose in a tissue, I would sneak into their rooms, take the tissues, and eat them.
How did you come up with that?
I don't know. That's how much I love them.
That is amazing.
Yeah, that was real love. That
wow.
Was, see, Valentine's Day!
Yes!
Valentine's Day is pulling out the genuine love in me to Olivia O and Computer Wife and Julie and Winter. And yeah. Like, all of them, the coolest people ever.
And a very cute song. And we got to watch the music video because we had it up on YouTube. I was a big fan of that. Jillian, thank you for your recommendation.
You're welcome. So happy to be had.
Yeah, I think we should have guests on here more often. My goodness.
I should come here more often.
Yeah, you should. And it's been quite chaotic in here today. So we are standing. We're all standing
It's hot. And so we are going to end a little early on one of our favorite artist Ringo Death Star. I think this is just a simple love song about just wanting to see a person, period. I mean, it doesn't have to be love, it doesn't have to be like, it doesn't have to be anything, but it's just about longing to be with another person
for Galentine's Day and Valentine's
Day. For your family. I don't know. But I do want to say
famine times.
That's not good. Hopefully you guys aren't having famine time, but I will
Hopefully
say
having family time
before Sonic Bloom with Sydney
and Chloe
and Julian.
I will say that this episode has made me realize that there are amazing songwriters out there who somehow, some way, find a way to like describe feelings that I've had, that I'm sure viewers have had or listeners have had, that are almost indescribable. I think that's really cool to have music be an outlet for us humans. Not to be cheesy, but I'm learning this.
Well, I think this whole episode is supposed to be very cheesy.
That's true. Okay, love you guys.